Good morning, everyone. It's 9 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Jessica Moy. Looking outside our East Dark studios, it's a cloudy 6 degrees. Remember to wear those rain boots for later this afternoon, as showers are expected. In the news, recent polls of the federal election have conservatives and liberals losing votes to NDP. The New Democratic Party is now second place in most national polls. Conservative leader Stephen Harper and liberal leader Michael Ignatieff are transitioning their campaign messages to focus on attacking the NDP. Remember to have your voice heard and vote in the federal elections come May 2nd. Ontario government is refusing to apologize for its secret G20 law. Former Chief Justice Roy McCurtry recommended the Public Works Protection Act be repealed. He blames Premier Dalton McGuinty's government, who was supposed to communicate the so-called secret law. The law created an impression that police could search without warrant without anyone coming 5 meters of the G20 security fence, which resulted in hundreds of arrests. Yesterday's tornadoes and violent storms in the U.S. killed at least 259 people. President Barack Obama declared a state of emergency in Alabama and will visit the state today to review damage and meet the governor. A new study from London says the average steering wheel has 9 times more germs than a public toilet seat. However, this isn't the filthiest part of your car. Your trunk carries 1,000 bacteria for every 1.5 square inch. So when spring cleaning, remember your car needs a wipe as well. In sports, Canucks win 1-0 over Predators last night. The game was first of round 2. Chris Higgins scored in the second period from a one-time pass to Pierre. The goal was originally called off, but video showed his shot hit the top inside of the net before bouncing back out. The teams face again tomorrow night, along with the Bruins versus Flyers. Toronto will hold its first UFC event tomorrow night at the Rogers Center. This show will be the first of its kind in the city after a 5-year battle to legalize mixed martial arts in Ontario. Toronto's Sean Pearson will compete, as well as Montreal native George St. Pierre. In entertainment, royal history has made as newlyweds Prince William and Princess Catherine have officially tied the knot inside Westminster Abbey. Princess Catherine wore a stunning dress designed by creative director Sarah Burton of Alexander McQueen. She also wore a tiara borrowed from the Queen and admits her blue sapphire engagement ring was her something blue. Living Green isn't hard as it seems. Toronto's 5th annual Green Living Show took place recently. With free food and products for visitors, Observer Radio reporter Miriam Shaw has more.
Toronto just had its 5th annual Green Living Show at the Direct Energy Centre downtown. The exhibition was held between April 15th and 17th with free admission for anyone who brought in electronics for recycling. The show is meant to teach the public on how to live an eco-friendly life. With attractions such as organic food and wine tasting, test-driving green cars, and an eco-fashion show, Torontonians flocked to show their support for living green. Splendido's fried chicken sandwich was a crowd favorite. Resident chef Garth tells us more.
This is an Ontario bird in here, just from outside Toronto, free-range, organic from Cumbrae Farms.
Visitors could also test drive the latest hybrid cars. Oris speaks about the first hybrid car by Infiniti.
The Infiniti M35 hybrid, what it has your conventional strong motor, it has a V6, it's got enough power, but it also has an electric motor, so it recharges by itself, no need to plug it in. So when you accelerate, electric motor kicks in to help you out with that push.
However, he admits that it's not for everyone.
I drive a Honda and it burns not a lot of gas, so yes, I was looking into getting a smart car, but I realized my dignity and my, you know, I still want to look cool. I'm not, my image is important to me.
This is Mariam Shaw from Observer Radio News.
According to Mary Burridge, curator of the Royal Ontario Museum, water is going to continue to be a hot commodity internationally as a growing population needs to be supplied fresh water to survive. The museum's latest exhibit on water discusses how Canadians compare with the rest of the world.
Have so much water, we don't really think about this, but in actual fact, Canadians are the second worst in the world as far as using water, and next to the Americans, I think we use about 260 liters a day, and it's when you go to in areas where there's very little water, they use about 6 liters a day. So you can see we can certainly conserve a lot of water if we just put our minds to it.
Burridge said North Americans will have to learn to conserve water to meet the international needs for all countries. In other entertainment news, rapper 50 Cent has officially launched his own comedy website. This Is 50 Comedy.com features a series of comedic videos starring Young Jack Thriller and the This Is 50 Comedy Show. And that's Observer Radio News. For more news, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Jessica Moy. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.